O'clock.
Good morning, and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. We're glad you tuned in today. Trinity Lutheran is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado. Pastor Jason Cody and the congregation at Trinity Lutheran welcome you to join them every Sunday, in person or right here on KSPK. And now, let's take you live to this morning's worship service with Pastor Jason Cody.
Good morning. The Lord's blessings to everyone today on this cloudy January day outside. We're blessed to be here together. Sometimes we don't think about the blessings of our building and the warmth that we feel and the cushions and everything. The Lord's really blessed us to be able to worship and serve Him and offer our gifts and receive His gifts first in such a comfortable environment. We're blessed to be together and do that this morning. This morning we celebrate the Sanctity of Life Sunday, which we are blessed also to be able to celebrate together. We welcome those who are tuned in on the radio today. Thanks for joining us. Wish you the Lord's blessings as well as you take part in our service that way and hear His word and receive His gifts through that. If you're gathered in the sanctuary with us today, I want to point out two things to you. One, the insert in your bulletin this morning, which has to do with our theme for Life Sunday, Just As I Am, a phrase that we don't always think about, a beautiful hymn, but also a phrase that we don't think about as often, that the Lord comes to us just as we are, right? Just as I am. And that's His grace and mercy at work through the gospel. We always think we need to change. We need to get better before the Lord's going to do something for us. Not the case, friends. He comes to us just as we are. What a gracious God we serve. To begin our service this morning, we'll be singing hymn 395, O Morning Star, How Fair and Bright. And we do invite the congregation this morning to please stand on the last verse of that hymn for our invocation. So let's sing together hymn 395.
Thank you.
Amen. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, Maker and Father, you despise nothing you have made, and you desire not the death of sinners. We confess that we have abused your blessings, neglected our neighbors, and served only ourselves. Our sin, within and without, known and unknown, has made us and our world unrighteous altogether. Mercifully turn us from temptation and transgression to lament our frailties, repent our failures, and amend our behavior. Graciously take away our guilt and punishment for the sake of Jesus Christ, our substitute and advocate. Grant that his atonement for iniquity and dominion over death reconcile us in holy faithfulness to you and humble fellowship with one another. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. We continue now with our responsive introit from Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
You have set your glory above the heavens.
Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes.
To show the enemy and the avenger.
When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers,
the moon and the stars, which you have set in place.
What is man that you are mindful of him?
And the Son of Man that you care for him.
Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands.
You have put all things under his feet.
All sheep and oxen.
And also the beasts of the field.
The birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea.
Whatever passes along the paths of the seas.
O Lord, our Lord.
How majestic is your name in all the earth.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We continue with hymn 543, What Wondrous Love Is This?
Thank you.
Let us pray. O Lord, you have wondrously created us and all else for yourself and for life everlasting. In the coming of your Son, you have redeemed our race and united humankind to your own immortality. As your Holy Spirit continues to call and lay claim to body and soul, grant us everyone to be made now and evermore like the image of him who made himself like us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Our Old Testament lesson for this morning on our celebration of life comes from Genesis chapter 9. We begin here in verse 1 of this chapter. And in this chapter specifically is the text for our sermon this morning where we hear about the rainbow. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. The fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every bird of the heavens, upon everything that creeps on the ground and all the fish of the sea. Into your hand they are delivered. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. And as I give you the green plants, I give you everything. But you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, its blood. And for your lifeblood I will require a reckoning. From every beast I will require it, and from man, from his fellow man, I will require a reckoning for the life of a man. Whoever sheds the blood of a man, by man shall his blood be shed. For God made man in his own image. And you, be fruitful and multiply, teem on the earth and multiply in it. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, Behold, I establish my covenant with you and your offspring after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every beast of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. It is for every beast of the earth. I establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth, and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle lesson from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. This is the word of the Lord. We invite the congregation to please stand for our Holy Gospel this morning, the Holy Gospel from John chapter 14, verses 12 to 20. Truly I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. And greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. And that day you will know that I am in my Father, you in me, and I in you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Would you remain standing with us now and join us as we confess our faith together to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us in the righteous spirit. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended to heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Please be seated. Would you join us now in singing our hymn of the day for our service today? That's hymn 570, Just As I Am Without One Plea. Let's sing together. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Have you ever wondered why the rainbow? Why would God choose the rainbow as a sign of his covenant in Genesis chapter 9? As he said there in verses 12 and 13, "And God said, this is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth." It's truly a beautiful sight, isn't it? It's been a while since I've seen one. I mean, it is the middle of January right now. It's not like rainy season with the sun shining bright down and when the rainbows come bursting through the clouds. But we remember, right? Springtime, sometimes in the fall, when the sun shines through the clouds after a little rainstorm, and wow, there's this big, giant, beautiful rainbow. Sometimes there's more than one, right? Where there's one here and then there's one here, a double rainbow. Those are really cool. But why'd God pick this as his sign? What's unique about a rainbow? Well, if you think about it, a rainbow allows us to see into something, more about something, deeper into something that's an everyday reality around us. It lets us peer into light, look deeper into light. Allows us to see light on a whole nother level of what we normally see. We don't realize it until we see a rainbow that light itself is made up of an array of glorious and purposefully arranged colors. We call it a spectrum. And guess how many colors there are in a rainbow? Quick trivia question for you this morning. How many colors are in a rainbow? 7. Yeah. Surprise, right? I mean, God creates the earth in 7 days and he has 7 colors in his rainbow. These are the colors that make up all light. And because of this, every single color that you and I see with our eyes is either a mixture or a variation of one of these 7 colors of God's promise. We see everything because of these colors within the spectrum of light. God literally allowed us to see deeper into light that day in Genesis chapter 9. And isn't it interesting that his covenant of mercy, never to flood the world again, thanks be to God, would show us deeper into some everyday reality. That's what his covenants always do. They always do that. Think about the covenant of his law from the Old Testament, what we often call the Old Covenant. He gave to the people in the first 5 books of the Bible, the Torah. What does his covenant of law show us? What does it give us a deeper look into? If all his covenants do that, Pastor, how does the covenant of law show us another level of something? Well, the amazing thing about his covenant of law is that it lets us look deeper into or see on another level ourselves. It lets us look into us. It allows us to peer into ourselves and see something that we wouldn't have seen in the regular everyday reality or understanding of ourselves. Have you ever thought about it that way? About the law, I mean? About God's law? When the law of God spoken to us, it reveals the reality of us that we could never see without it. Simply put, it shows us our sin. Without God's law, we'd never see beneath the surface of ourselves. It's a huge blessing. It reveals you and me on another level. Listen to the scripture in Romans chapter 3, verse 20. It says, "For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes the knowledge of sin." Without the blessing of the law, we can't see into ourselves. We hear the rules and we think we're keeping them. But there's something hidden under the surface of us. There's colors in us, motivations, desires, and they're not beautiful ones, but if we're honest, they're kind of ugly. So what colors your existence? What's motivating you and me in our daily lives? The law will open up the truth and reveal what's hidden inside of us. It shows us those hidden motivations. Why we do what we do. God's law leaves no stone unturned when it comes to showing us. If we're willing to look and learn about ourselves, this covenant will reveal what's deep within us, just like it did for Noah with the light. Sometimes we find ourselves trying to do all the right things, which isn't bad in and of itself. And from the outside, appears right, but it can start us thinking that maybe we're better people than some other people. After all, we came to church this morning. Where are they? It can do that. It can get us thinking that way, but then the law pierces right through what we see and reveals what's underneath. The motivations, the desires, why you're trying, why I'm trying, in life I mean, or trying to keep the rules that God gives to us. How often is it that in all our trying, we're really looking to only benefit ourselves? Looking to prove something to ourselves, to others, maybe even to God. And God's law will call us out on those hidden colors within us. Let me give you a quick example. A young boy wants to take care of his aging grandmother. So he comes around the house pretty regular, fixes little things, puts new batteries in the TV remote, reprograms the internet stuff so that it actually works right for her. You know, the things that she needs, runs groceries, things like that. He seems like the best grandson on the face of the earth. Never really complaining much, just coming around whenever grandma needs his help. That's what it looks like on the outside. On the inside, the young man knows something about grandma. That she has ample wealth. In his heart, he's looking to another goal. What looks like selfless service on the outside has sick motivation, selfish motivation. And soon after months of doing this kind of work for grandma, he starts thinking, I've been working hard. I deserve a payday. Others can't see what's going on the inside of him. So they too tell him, wow, great job. You're such a wonderful person. What's the truth? What's the invisible reality? The man's caught in a trap. He's created an idol in his heart, and he's serving it and worshiping it with every grocery run and every repair around the house and every internet fix. And soon this idol calls for a sacrifice. His parents say to him, it's graduation time. Are you going to go to college? The young man says, nah, this payday will be better. A lot better. It looks like he loves his grandmother, but really there's some ugly colors in him. How's he going to get out of this trap? The gifts of God's covenant. Because one day, Grandma says, "Would you take me to church?" And so he does. And as he listens to the preacher speak the word of God that says, "Love your neighbor as yourself, and let your love be from a pure heart." It's law, but it pierces into the young man's ears, and he thinks, what if I was in her shoes? I'm being a creep right now. I'm lying. I'm a thief. My motivations are not pure. And God's law shows this young man deep into his own heart the colors that lie beneath. Friends, as Christians, we learn to see the blessing of the law. That's why David can say in the Psalms, "I love your law, and I meditate on it day and night." We learn to see this blessing that the law will reveal to you the purposes and me of what's under the surface of even what we can see about ourselves. And we learn to ask God, even in prayer, to reveal the secrets of our hearts. Sins known and unknown, like we said this morning in our confession. And when we see it, don't fear what God shows you. It's a blessing. The scriptures say, do not fear. When our sin is made visible, when we see into ourselves, it's God giving us great gifts, friends. He's showing us the truth about us, just like his bow shows the truth about light. He shows us what constitutes us. Sin. Our old nature, it's a pretty nasty beast. Our good nature was destroyed in the Garden of Eden way back in Genesis 3. But don't fear. Maybe as we're talking about this morning, you're thinking of other things. Why shouldn't we fear? Because God has a new covenant, friends. A new covenant in Christ. A new covenant of grace. And it shows us something else. It's like all his covenants. That seems to be what they do. They reveal deeper into something that we normally couldn't see. But what does the New Testament, the new covenant of grace and mercy in Christ show us? What does it reveal us a deeper look into? What are we are able to see on another level because of this covenant? This is beautiful, friends. Because the new covenant allows us to look deeper into God himself. Into our God. It shows us our God. Why does that help? Well, the law pierces us through and shows us our guilt. And all creation's showing us a God, right? He made all things. As Paul tells us in Romans 1, that the invisible attributes of God are clearly seen in the things that are made. But creation and life experience and our worldly natural realities, while they show us that there's God, they don't tell us about him. Especially, they don't reveal who he is, what kind of person he is. That's the new covenant that allows us to look into that. It reveals this and shows us who our God really is. And oh, let me tell you the colors of him. They're gorgeous. They're beyond gorgeous. Those who've heard the gospel, when they're broken by their own sin, when they see who they've been, and they hear the gospel, they fail at words to describe him. His beauty and his majesty. So what do we see about God revealed in this new covenant? We're looking deeper into the person of God. And you know what it looks like? I should say, you know who it looks like? It's Jesus. Jesus shows us the heart of our God. In Jesus, we see him deep into his personality. So what do we do with that information? Well, when the covenant of law shows us our hearts and our motivations and pierces us deep into our true colors, when we finally have to say, brothers and sisters, when we finally have to throw in the towel, cry uncle, and say, you know what? I'm messed up. We see our true colors. And we're blessed by God's law, and we cry out like that boy in that story we told. Oh my gosh, I've been acting like a creep. Being all angry and selfish, taking my blessings for granted, taking other people for granted, all the things God has given me. I got my own ideas, my own idols. But then we hear the gospel. God leads us to it. He brought you here this morning. He leads us to this gospel, and we watch as God's new covenant reveals the deep things of God, the breadth and the width and the height of his love. Which I'm telling you, the colors of that magnificence, you know. We see it at the cross. We see it in who Jesus is. Who is our God? He's the one that set his face like flint towards the cross in the book of Luke. He's the one that didn't have to take the pain and the suffering and the death and the whip and the nails, but he did it anyways, and he did it for you. Faith grabs a hold of that promise in our hearts. He did it for you. And he's the one that says to you this morning, yes, my law reveals the truth to you about yourself, but I already knew you better than you know yourself, actually. The hairs on your head are numbered. And I know your weaknesses, but I love you anyway. Oh, those are gorgeous colors. Whew. He calls you his own. Bought and paid for, like Peter says in his epistle, not with gold or silver, but with the precious blood of Christ. That he loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son to make us his children. And when we see our faults, that's why we don't want to see them. It's why we don't like to engage much with the law, because then we become afraid if we see the truth about ourselves and our motivations and why we do a lot of the things that we do. We don't want to dig to that level. We don't want to see that far into ourselves. Please, God, we're scared. But the new covenant reveals that we have nothing to fear at all. That he loves us, and he forgives us, and he invites us to come to his table once again this morning and receive his own life for the forgiveness of our sins. So back to our question, why does he pick a rainbow? Because through it, we get to see into light itself. And now we can see into ourselves by the precious word of God's law. And best of all, we can see deeper into who our God truly is, into his loving and patient and kind nature, so that we know there's no reason to fear him. The scripture says itself, perfect love casts out fear. You know what it's talking about? It's talking about God's love. God's love casts out fear. So we come to him. We say along with him the truth about us. And we receive his forgiveness. We are forgiven. Please don't leave here this morning thinking that's not the case. I know how the sin and the guilt and the shame works in our minds. But hear it. He knows you. And he loves you. And he forgives you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Remember that next time you see his bow in the clouds. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now come to the time in our service where our offerings are collected and presented this morning. As the offerings are brought up to the altar for prayer, we sing together the hymn, Praise to the Lord the Almighty, hymn 790. Our prayers for our Sanctity of Life Sunday are printed for you there on page 8 and 9 in the bulletin this morning as we come to our time of the prayer of the church. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Our Father who art in heaven, honor and glory, thanks and praise belong to you, for you have made human life in your image. You adopt and adore us each just as we are for the sake of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us this grace also to receive every neighbor as a gift and privilege, notwithstanding appearance or ability. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Hallowed be thy name. Gladden and embolden us to proclaim your goodness and put into practice speaking truth that advocates against violence and death, and showing love that assists survival and welfare as agents of your promised joy and hope, Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Thy kingdom come, graciously restrain the deception and selfishness that pressure many into viewing death as a solution to suffering. Bring an end to abortion, assisted suicide, embryocide, and all discrimination against the worth of any person, and enlighten our citizens and inspire our officials to enact policies and practices that protect and defend the vulnerable. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Bless the medical arts and their practitioners as ambassadors of your healing always, to care and never to kill. Keep their minds and hands free from every unholy cultural pressure. As it pleases you, move everyone involved in intentionally ending human life to abandon and oppose those evils. Lord, in your mercy. Give us this day our daily bread. Surround each human being with a healthy home and settle them in happy families according to your good and gracious will. Accept our gratitude for the birthdays and anniversaries we celebrated this past week and that we plan to celebrate this coming week. Direct all hearts to wait upon your abundance, assured that you will meet every bodily need. Lord, in your mercy. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Warm and soften the spirits of those who slander or persecute and oppress, that they may experience your loving kindness alongside us. Absolve and relieve anyone broken by sin that ends life. By your mercy, bid us to behold the sanctity of our own lives and help us to love others as you have loved us. Lord, in your mercy. Lead us not into temptation. Bring forth in us the life and spirit of our Shepherd and Savior Jesus to put away the desires and priorities of the flesh. Intervene on behalf of those beset by affliction of our fallen race and the burdens of this broken world. Especially, Lord, we name before you now at this time in the prayers of our church, Michelle Sechrist, Lee Connor, Willa Del Erke, Robert Hagedorn, Leonard Vigil, Sean Austin, Mike Kirk, Jim and Linda Holman, Audrey Price, Debbie Ford, Carolyn Jury, Mona Hauser, Marcella Pilcher, Betty Gray, Sandy Santisteven, Betty Patton, Sonny Rumler, Ella Clark, Greg and Chris, Don Hermanson, and all those that we name silently on our hearts at this time. Lord, drive the devil far from everyone considering abortion or contemplating physician-assisted suicide. Lord, and hear the names of our brothers and sisters as we brought them to you this morning. Lord, in your mercy. Deliver us from evil. Give answer to the ones who cry out, awaiting adoption, facing surprise pregnancy, experiencing infertility, or enduring terminal diagnosis. Form in us patient faith that leans upon your presence and power at the hour of our dying with your Son, the angels, and all the saints. Welcome us into the everlasting communion of your heavenly kingdom, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. If you've been joining us on the radio this morning, we thank you for tuning in and wish you the Lord's peace and the assurance of his forgiveness. of sins as well. If you're gathered with us in the sanctuary this morning, we invite you to turn to page 10 in your bulletin and to please stand if you're able for our service of the Holy Sacrament. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those.
And you've been listening to Pastor Jason Cody, live from Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. Thank you for listening. Trinity Lutheran Church is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado, with worship services every Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. Please join us in person or listen in right here on KSPK-FM. For more information, you may call the church office at 719-589-4611 or visit our website at www.tlcalamosa.net or on Facebook by searching for Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. And tune in again next Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on KSPK-FM.
KSPK.